You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's John and Gordy in the afternoon, and kind of mesmerized by the electronic.
Yeah, I was ready to doze off there. Forgot we were on the air there for a minute.
Ready to go to sleep right here and now. But here we are, you know?
Yep. Happy Monday afternoon.
John Peterson, Gordy Young, and we were watching the TV screen, and Europe is up in arms, you know, about Greenland. But they are forming now what is called a trade bazooka.
Whatever that means.
Whatever that means. We can't hear it, and we really can't keep up with the closed caption, but I'm telling you, a trade bazooka is going to hit the fan. People are going to be talking about the trade bazooka for a long time. And you came up with the idea, maybe we could call our band, you know, you and me, when we get up on stage, the trade bazooka.
I think it's a great band.
Yeah.
Trade bazooka. Yeah. Come to the Coliseum Saturday night.
See trade bazooka now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It ties in with my Johnny Grenade persona.
Oh, yes.
That I used to
perfect.
Have fun with on April Fool's Day.
Phone lines are back open if you want to get in. Now's a good time, 855-752-4842. We've had a couple of people on the line
here.
Quite a long time.
Mark.
Is Mark next or Dale?
Thanks, guys.
Mark. Mark. Okay.
Hey, guys. Yeah, you mentioned the puppet thing. I can't help but remember the old Captain Crew gag where Bunny Rabbit and Mr. Moose would, I think it was Bunny Rabbit, would drop the ping pong balls on, on Captain Kangaroo and the secret word came through or whatever.
Right?
You guys can remember that.
Oh, yeah.
But how many of these fools actually think that Trump's tariffs are actually... We are the ones that would pay any tariffs on the products coming
exactly.
in.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, that these people are just... You know, it's the American consumer that is paying the price for the tariffs right now. And people just don't seem to... There's too many people in the political spectrum do not seem to understand we are the ones paying those tariffs. That's an extra tax, probably, you know, unconstitutionally, because Trump is really, you know, that if these strict constitutionalists on the Supreme Court should say Constitution says it's Congress that's supposed to be setting the tariffs. That's what the Constitution says. It doesn't matter that they think Trump is a blasted king. And the stuff that is going on in Minneapolis, I mean, I have a cousin that sent me some stories in her little circle that are just horrifying. Mm. These are just people she knows that this kind of stuff has happened to.
I know. You mentioned that she is afraid to go out.
Yeah. That she's nervous about going out. You know, taking her dog to the vet. She has to drive 50 blocks. You know, she shouldn't have to be worried about that. I mean, she doesn't say she's absolutely terrified because she's, you know, but she's white and she's, you know, 50 something, and that it is just. But for this kid that got dropped off at a Walmart after being kidnapped from Target, what the hell does CJ and his co-thinkers think about something like that? What do they think? Do they think there's any excuse at all for that? There's just absolutely no excuse at all. For them to be dropping this kid on the pavement, be whopping on him because they didn't like it, you know, that...
Yeah.
I mean, that every single one of those ICE agents should be up on discipline charges, but Trump would probably like to hang a medal on their damn chests.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just...
Yeah, they beat the kid up. He was bloodied.
Well, he liked to hang a medal on their chest and then take the medal back and say he deserves it.
Right.
So, I know. It's
insane. Mark, thanks for that call.
The thing that bothers me about all of this is that they don't really know how to follow up. You know, if they are going to make an arrest, follow up on that. You know, if you're going to have to drive the person back home, then follow up on that. They don't seem to have follow up on anything. It's just arrest people, take them in, and then drop them off anywhere.
Yeah.
Or not take care of them at all. Or if they are bloody, then not even taking care of their injury. That is just basic law enforcement. Right? To help these people, no matter what happens, no matter what who they are, if they're protesting, so what? If they're bleeding, help them out. My God, this should be just part of the training. This should be part of the standard procedure, and it isn't. And that's driving me crazy.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Let's go back to the phones. Dale is on the line from Wausau. Good afternoon, Dale.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to say something about the agents, ICE agents in Minneapolis in the Twin Cities. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to call them people. I'm not going to call them agents. I'm going to call them things. Mm-hmm. How many of these things have outstanding arrest warrants for themselves? I'll bet that there is a bunch.
Yeah.
What they really are is domestic terrorists, and that's what they're doing. And I'm sure that a bunch of them probably were associated with the insurrection on January 6th.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
They were the ones probably put in charge. So
we don't know.
We just don't know, and they're not really screening these individuals. We found that out recently, too, from a reporter. So, yeah, a lot of these things are just hanging out there. We can't do anything about it. We want to, but we can't investigate. We can't find these things out. Reporters are doing a damn good job of trying to search this stuff out, though. I do have to admit that.
Yeah.
So,
Dale, thanks
thank
for
you.
The,
thank you.
Thanks for that call.
It? Okay. I got a story here.
All right.
In relation to all of this. A scathing ACLU lawsuit accuses federal immigration officials of carrying out a racial profiling campaign of massive scale. And here's an example. Mubasher Hussein, he's 20 years old, was out getting lunch when confronted by ICE. He repeatedly informed the officers he was a U.S. citizen, but agents refused to let him retrieve his driver's license or phone in the restaurant. Hussein's supervisor showed agents a copy of his passport card, which the agents also ignored. The agents then released Hussein out into the December cold and telling him to walk the 7 miles from the field office back to where they detained him. Agents later pepper sprayed Hussein in the face after he recorded federal officers on a public sidewalk. DHS denied using skin color, race, or ethnicity. They use reasonable suspicion to make arrests. My God, there are no indiscriminate stops being made. I'll tell you, no one's believing any of this stuff.
No.
This is racial profiling like nobody's business. And Justice Brett Kavanaugh actually allowed this to happen. I mean, if you can pile up a couple of reasons why, you know, they're standing around.
Reasonable.
And they suspicion. Look like a minority. Yeah. That's enough, I guess, you know, two things.
Apparently. Yeah.
So it's pretty scary stuff. And allowing this and just turn it. See, this is where they should have preparation again. They should know that they got to drive this guy 7 miles back to where they got him.
Right.
But instead, just to let him go. Find your own way back. I, you know, just can't get over this. What is happening here? My God.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we kind of know what's
un-American.
Happening. This is this is a dictatorship, and this is what happens in a dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
855-752-4842. You can always text us on the Civic Media app, free to download and free to use.
Oh, and this is big business, too. I want to get this story out.
Okay.
Cue up 258 here. MS Now reports that this isn't immigration policy. It's a business model. ICE keeps growing because corporations are raking in billions of dollars.
Corporations making billions from President Trump's mass deportation machine. This man, Todd Lyons, is the acting director of ICE. And at a private prison industry convention in Phoenix, he said something quite chilling. Quote, "We need to get better at treating this like a business. Like Amazon Prime, but with human beings."
My God.
Trump's one big, beautiful bill turned ICE into the single largest federal law enforcement agency in American history. With a budget bigger than the FBI, DEA, Secret Service, Marshals Service, and ATF combined. And if you listen in to the earnings calls for some of the biggest players in the deportation industry, it's clear they view this time as a historic windfall.
This represents the largest amount of new business that we have won in a single year in our company's history.
Amazing.
I've worked at CoreCivic for 32 years, and this is truly one of the most exciting periods in my career with the company. Perhaps the most significant growth in our company's history, over the next several years.
Today, nearly 90% of people in ICE custody are held in facilities run by for-profit companies. GEO Group has a transportation subsidiary that is the largest provider of ground and air transportation for ICE. And ProPublica reports, GEO Group is even fighting to pay its detainees as little as $1 for work they do inside the facilities, like cooking and cleaning. When a federal judge ruled detainees were entitled to at least minimum wage, the multi-billion dollar company decided, well, it would just be easier then to end the program.
Wow. So there you go.
Yeah, privately owned for-profit prisons are one of the things that make me the absolute angriest. And this is even worse.
It is.
This is sickening. This is disgusting. How do these people sleep at night?
They don't. Well... Yeah, I guess they do. I mean, this is very comfortable for them. Yeah. They feel safer and more secure.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, how do you work as a lower-level employee and you join up and find out, oh, the company I work for, their entire business model is based on detaining people regardless of their legal status or anything. I mean, just holding them because you can.
Yes. Right. Yes. And so DHS is the largest government department at a time when Elon and Trump dissolved major administrative departments that ran this country to save money. They have created the largest department ever in our history, occupying cities, feeding businesses with billions of dollars for the connected industries that supported Trump in the first place. It's all there.
And there's no need to bother with congressional oversight on any of this.
No.
I mean, that's...
Wow. We completely forgot about
days?
Congress, right?
They used to...
Who are they?
They used to look into things like...
And it's so funny because
crickets.
These are the same guys running for governors in their states now, different positions.
Sure.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You've done nothing at all to protect the people that have elected you. Yeah. So this is pretty tragic stuff. I also have... here it is. Palantir. Remember Palantir? The secret surveillance software that the government has now is using for almost everything in the U.S. government. Well, 404 media reporter Joseph Cox on ICE deploying Palantir-powered surveillance tools that map out neighborhoods. This is cut 261.
We don't have time.
We don't.
No, we won't, but we can get to it.
Okay.
We've got
a short
break.
They've got this software that maps out these neighborhoods, and that's why these agents are able to get into these neighborhoods and find their way to each and every house.
Yes.
And we'll get to the description of that in just a few moments.
Yep. We'll take a short break. We'll come back with more of your phone calls, 855-752-4842. Much more ahead on John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
That trouble is Palantir. This is John and Gordy. And it's software the government decided to use. It's all over the globe, by the way. Other governments are using it as well. And what they're doing is they're surveilling the U.S. population.
Yeah.
And in this case, neighborhoods. So why don't we check out how they're helping ICE deploy their agents.
ICE's use of technology for months now, and I kept hearing about this thing called Elite. I didn't know what it was at the time, and we didn't really know what tech ICE was using to actually find people. But eventually, I got leaked this user guide, which explained the tool in detail. I found this testimony from Oregon where an ICE official, you know, under sworn deposition, explained exactly how they were using this tool to actually target neighborhoods. And I also found this link to Palantir as well. I think finally providing the clearest link yet between the tech that Palantir is making and how ICE is actually choosing where to raid and where to target. An ICE official said it's basically like a Google's map interface where you can look around the United States, you can zoom in on targets. And I've seen the interface, and he's exactly right. That's exactly what it looks like. You then click on an individual person, and it brings up their name, a photo, most importantly for ICE, their apparent address, and also a confidence score on how likely it is that person is actually there, such as 90 out of 100 or 75 out of 100. It allows them to really zoom in on who they want to go pick up that day. The tool can be used to sort of write up special operations, is what ICE calls it, and that can send target lists out to people on the ground, and then they can then pursue them as well as part of these much wider operations that we're seeing across the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to point out, this might seem ridiculous to some people that they're just watching our every move and can find anybody they want, but it's actually very real. And a lot of the cameras that do this, I'm not going to name it because I don't want to encourage this behavior. A lot of the cameras that do it are super easily hacked, like ridiculously easily. And just any average person could go and they may not be able to, you know, search up an individual, but they could very easily watch through those cameras.
Really?
No yeah. kidding.
I watched a few YouTube videos on how people did it, and it took them like no time at all to hack into these police cameras.
Jeez.
That's very not secure.
All right. Well, it's sounding more and more like some kind of action movie where they have all this information
right?
that may not be true, but in this case, boy, we're there, folks. That was... from one battle to the net, another. That movie is the one that kind of told
that.
That movie explained it all to me, and I just thought, wow, I had no idea they had this kind of capability, but they do, apparently. We're finding out more day by day. We're finding out more and more. I'm going to get to, let's get to Mad King Don.
Okay.
We
had another cut here. Okay. Aaron actually had.
Oh yeah, yeah. This is really big because
yes.
This is the reporter that found out just how deeply they go into a person's background
right.
to become an ICE agent.
Yes.
Yeah. And right. this comes from an interview on Democracy Now.
All right.
Okay. They were promising on the spot hiring to where you could in fact walk out with your $50,000 bonus that day, possibly. I went in. I handed in my resume, which was, I did a skills-based resume. I'm a veteran. I served 2 tours in Afghanistan. So on the surface, the resume looked pretty good. Had a very brief interview, took all of 6 minutes. They didn't ask very many questions. And then I left, assuming I would never hear back, because I'm a very Googleable person. I have an unusual name. I'm the only Laura Judit on the internet. And I make no secret of how I feel about ICE and Trump and all of it. So I was not expecting several days later to receive a tentative offer. I missed it in my inbox and it sunk to the bottom, which means that I never filled out the paperwork they requested. I never accepted the tentative offer. I never filled out my background check paperwork. I never signed the affidavit saying I'd committed no domestic violence crimes, none of it. A few weeks later, I got a message from LabCorp saying that ICE wanted me to do a drug test, and I went ahead and did that. I was pretty sure I wouldn't pass. I'd partaken in legal cannabis 6 days before the test, but why not waste some of their money, right? And then 9 days after that, I decided I wanted to, you know, I was curious, had they processed the drug test yet? So I logged onto the ICE hiring portal, and what I found was that not only did the drug test not seem to be relevant, I was listed as having joined ICE as of 3 days earlier. I had listed that I had accepted the offer. They had offered me a final position as a deportation officer. Wow. My background check was listed as completed 3 days in the future from when I was looking at it. So it seems like the answer to the question, who are they hiring, is they don't know. I mean, it's very funny that they hired a lefty journalist with a profile on an Antifa watch. That's hilarious. But what's not funny is they didn't make me sign a domestic violence waiver. So how many people with domestic violence convictions are running around with guns in our cities terrorizing people? How many people who have been committed of sex crimes or crimes against children are in charge of detention centers where people there's no oversight, where people won't be missed and won't be believed? The agent was very keen on letting me know that I wouldn't be given a badge and a gun right away. I wouldn't be out in the street messing people up. I would probably have to push paperwork for about 6 months before I got there. And when I expressed that was fine with me, my analyst background, he actually, the atmosphere changed. He was like, no, listen, we want everyone on the street with guns eventually.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
So, Laura Jadid, instantly hired, no background check necessary.
Wow.
You know, I've got two Gen Z guys at home. You know, maybe I could find them a job. I'm just kidding.
Sure. Just kidding. Why don't you suggest they apply? Yeah. See what happens.
Boy, yeah, that won't go well in my household.
No, I don't think it's a good idea, really.
But jeez. Get out of here. Get a job. Well, I got a job for
you. So their standards are, you know, kind of loosey-goosey.
Loosey-goosey is right, I think. Yeah.
That's a technical term I picked up. But unbelievable.
Yeah.
Really.
That is outrageous. We got a few more stories here to get to in regards to what's going on.
That's right.
In Minneapolis and on TikTok regarding what ICE is doing. So
all that a lot more. Midwest Farm Report's next, and we're coming back with more of John and Gordy. Stay right where you are. Right there.
To tell a man to lift himself by his own bootstraps, but it is a cruel jest to say to a bootless man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Poor people are forced to pay more for less, living in conditions day in and day out where the whole area is constantly drained without being replenished. It becomes a kind of domestic colony. The tragedy is so awful. These 40 million people are invisible. Because America is so affluent, so rich. Because our expressways carry us away from the ghetto, we don't see the poor. This is America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. The question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. But the real question is whether we have the will. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. We have difficult days ahead in the struggle for justice and peace. But I will not yield to a politic of despair. I'm going to maintain hope.
It's Martin Luther King Jr., one of his many speeches
about hope,
talking a little bit about the future, you know, several decades
today.
Ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. On this MLK Day.
So, do we have a music bed of some? I was hoping we got a lead there. You know,
okay.
I mean, that was an inspiring speech, and one of that
was.
You know, it's just you look at where we are today, and we're so far beyond any of this. I mean, this is targeted. What Trump is doing, Mad King Don is doing to the entire nation. Is turning on everyone, not just minorities. It started off with immigration, of course, but now it's aimed at the American public.
Yeah.
And in fact, that's all we're talking about now is the American public being locked up and pursued and beat up on and taken away.
Yeah.
It's just it has really morphed, and it was so fast. This changeover was just so quick that, and now they're getting ready to deploy the army into Minnesota. So that's about to happen.
The Pentagon has been notified to be on standby, and more FBI are also going into Minnesota. I mean, this cuts across all kinds of party lines.
Yeah.
You know, really, it's affecting everybody. Not only up there, but now everybody's on guard. Where is it going to happen next?
That's right.
You know?
You're like talking about Wisconsin. I don't know, every time there's some big event in the country, like, you know, what's going on in Minneapolis, Wisconsin likes to latch on to the issue, make it seem like it's going to happen to them next, well, but it could.
Just a few hours away
it
from us.
It could very well happen to them next. Yeah. You know, they're actually trying to make this part of the governor's race. And, in fact, there's a new ad out from Tom Tiffany, who is constantly beating up on this whole issue, thinking that we're going to suddenly turn into Minnesota.
Right.
I don't know where he's coming from on this thing. It's such a ridiculous thing just to even think about. But here it is. This is Tom Tiffany. He thinks that fresh out of college or fresh out of high school students will want to work out in the fields, you know, picking crops and maybe even living on farms so they can milk the cows 24/7 every day. That's what he's basically thinking here, because Governor Evers is saying we've got to have our immigrants in this state in order to help us run our farming community.
Right.
And the dairy state.
Yes.
So we need all of them here. And he's trying to make it seem like, oh, well, you don't like American jobs. So, let's listen to this. Cut 265.
Right. I can probably say in my sleep, you know, our state will be destroyed economically if suddenly we decide anybody undocumented is going home or has to leave Wisconsin.
When asked if ICE is welcome in Wisconsin, Evers told us he doesn't see the need for the federal government to come here. He says the state can handle immigration enforcement on its own.
That's right. You know, Tom Tiffany posted this. This is part of his ad. He thinks this is bad, right? Yeah. Having these immigrants here in this state doing these jobs. Now, I don't know why, but there seems to be a MAGA contingent out there that really has it out for immigrants. And they've blown up a few incidents around the country. Horrible incidents. Americans getting killed by immigrants, illegal immigrants. I understand that. But it's not like that all over the place. It's not spreading across the country. It's not that kind of problem. It may be a problem, but at that moment, in that time, in that state, I get it. But it's not something you can blow up out of proportion through the right-wing media fan and have everybody think that immigration is just destroying this country, because it isn't. We depend on them for a lot in this country. And that is going away, and I wonder how we're going to actually survive all of this. It's tough stuff.
Yeah, there are a lot of migrants, documented and undocumented, that have been doing a lot of work on farms in Wisconsin for decades. Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, and it just, yeah. Well, what are these farmers supposed to do? Because they can't get that kind of labor just on the drop of a hat. It takes time.
Well, I mean,
try to find people to work the farm.
I tried to get a high school kid, freshly out of their parents' home, to live in a rundown old farmhouse that is being used for immigrant housing.
Mm. Yeah,
I don't think that's going to work.
How's
out real
that
going to
well. Work? Yeah. No.
Now I've interviewed a few of these individuals, and it's really horrific. It was very sad. And I was just thinking, boy, I don't know. This is not the life. Now, if we had the visas, the correct visas for these individuals, that would be so much better, because the dairy industry has asked for this year-round visas that these workers, laborers could be here on, and they haven't been able to get them. Only agriculture has been able to get full-year visas, oddly. Mm. So, Evers knows what he's talking about. If Tiffany wants to get in there and get rid of everybody in this state, you know he wants to turn this state into what's happening in Minneapolis, even though he's criticizing Minneapolis. Boy, that's the worst place to be. We don't want Wisconsin like that. He truly is trying to make Wisconsin that. That's right. So it's sad and unfortunate, and that guy is just – too much for me.
Well, Minnesota, just a stone's throw away from, you know, La Crosse, Eau Claire. We have a lot of listeners up there. I'm sure they are feeling the effects, even though they're on the other side of the line.
I'm sure they must be.
If any of them out there want to give us a call, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC.
And I have this, you know, the bonus pay that these ICE agents are promised.
Yeah.
Well, there might be a little bit of something in the small print. Let's go
Really?
Yeah, cut 264 here. Let's listen to this.
Well, well, well. This is just your friendly reminder, dear. Anytime you are to put your John Hancock on a contract, you should read the fine print. And I do believe today the Frozen crew is about to find out right away that some of them did not read that fine print in that contract. All they heard was a big old bonus was coming from the orange turd. 50 grand. So they whipped out their tiny little f***ing hands and signed it right away. And you want to know what the fine print just so happens to say about the bonuses coming their way? Well, firstly, dear, they must stay there for the entire 5 years. You can't quit. You can't leave. And if you do quit or leave before the 5 years, dear, well, you will have to pay back to the federal government any overtime and bonuses they have given to you. Wow. It really isn't a bonus, dear. It was more like a loan. Which you have to pay back.
Not only that, they don't give you the whole thing up front.
Yeah.
It is my understanding that you get 10 grand per year of those 5 years. Oh. So let's say you're there for 2 years and then maybe the program gets shut down because it was found unlawful. You owe $20,000 back to the government.
Oh, really? Wow.
Wow.
Such a deal.
Yeah. Jeez.
Man.
Well.
Okay.
All right, let's get to this. The Fox News hosts were kicking around the idea of protesters wearing QR codes. I mean, not protesters, the ICE agents wearing QR codes
on
their outfits. Now, I think that would be a fantastic idea, actually.
Yeah.
They were also talking about Grindr, but I found that less appealing than actually being able to see their QR code on their outfits. Let's listen to the cut.
Ooh, okay.
TikTokers are encouraging users to expose agents on dating apps, apparently believing ICE is spending all their time scrolling through dating apps while rounding up dangerous illegals.
If you're on Grindr, if you're on Tinder, and you come across a new influx of men who have traveled into your city for a very specific reason, screenshot it and send it to me.
You're going to out them?
Tommy, I'll make a deal with them, and I'll do this on behalf of ICE because I think most ICE agents would be okay with this. They'll wear a scannable barcode that tells you who they are. If members of Congress will wear a scannable barcode that tells you everyone that donated to them, all the phone calls they took from special interest and donors this week that influenced how they vote and spew garbage.
That's to your stupid point about the things coming full circle here, this Richie Torres fella, he wants the QR codes to identify the agents and all their agency and all this thing about them. These are the same people who don't want voter ID. You shouldn't have to show your ID to vote.
It's not the
because
same.
That's racist and oppressive. But you think ICE agents should have a wearable on them to get their identity and their agency. I mean, these people, I know we keep saying
what's
it, but
wrong?
They're so stupid. And they go on these left-wing legacy media channels and they think they're sounding so smart and so innovative. And the fact that people vote for this is beyond me.
You know, Lisa, I can't help but remember just about an hour and a half ago, we talked about this teacher or this nurses union. And Tom and I both made the point. We love teachers. We love nurses.
No, you don't.
We don't like some of the things that these unions or school boards or hospitals do with those professions. We've sat here and talked about how ICE agents apparently are bad for being homosexual and single. They're bad for not knowing how to do their job. Like, they attack the people themselves, the individuals. They want to know their name, their face, where they live. They want to go after the individual, not the job they're doing or the policy that Congress passed that they're instituting. They want to go after people.
Well, we'd like to have them unmasked. Then we wouldn't have to do all of this.
You know who's going after people?
Process.
Yes, I think
ICE agents.
I think ICE agents are doing that masked.
Yeah.
So if we had them unmasked, we wouldn't need the QR codes.
Yeah.
Or like the guy said, barcodes.
Barcodes.
You know, this is not the century you're living in.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. We're going to take a brief time out here. We'll be back with more of your calls and much more of John and Gordy after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
John Peterson, Gordy Young. John and Gordy here.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the troop deployments out in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
This is getting worse, and I don't know where this is going to end or how it's going to end.
Nobody knows.
I've always feared that somebody is going to get hurt,
right,
or killed. That's already started to happen, obviously. And even detainees are dying. I think they number 7 passed away, was killed somehow in confinement. So, I mean, this is just getting worse and worse, and I don't know what we can do. I know that there is a warning out there in Minneapolis, and this was posted at a few places, actually. Get your provisions and stay inside.
Mm.
Don't go to work or school. Stay inside your home. Don't engage with icy enemy or military, very likely enemy. Stay cool and calm. We will get through this.
Oof,
I mean, those are kind of messages
chilling
you wouldn't expect in this country.
Right. But there we are.
Wow. We are there.
Phones are open, 855-752-4842. We have Wisco Paul on the line. He's been waiting a while. Paul, go ahead.
Good afternoon. A little cold out here in Madison today, but
yeah. Yeah.
You know, at least it's not snowing. But I just want to do a quick list of Trump problems. Most of them he created himself. And it's a pretty long list, and I'm probably going to miss some of these. But today it's the invasion of Greenland, so he's got a NATO mess.
Yes. You
got Iraq, Iran, Ukraine, Venezuela. The Supreme Court rulings that are coming down on this stuff, federal judge rulings. You got health care problems. Then the big ones, tariffs, and he implemented more today in Europe. And then finally, well, you got the Epstein files. That's the big one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then ICE in Minnesota.
Yeah.
I think I've missed some. I mean, I haven't went back to, you know, all the stuff with Musk and everything else. But this is just an amazing list in itself.
It is.
So
yes.
I don't know. The thing in Minnesota that really got me scared, because you can't put law enforcement on the street with no training. Something bad's going to happen one way
right
or the other. But you got all this stuff. Mm. I mean, and I probably missed some. And I don't know the laws. He's broke. So, what, you know, the GOP, I think the public is going to eventually turn on these people. Anyway, before I get too carried away and mad, you guys have a great day.
Right.
Thanks for your show.
All right, Wisco Paul.
All right, Paul.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, when you think about all that's happened in the last year, and it'll be a year here tomorrow, actually. Man, is this, and I'm reaching out to anybody who thought about voting for him or voted for the Trump administration.
Yeah, how could you have voted for this?
Is this what you expected?
Yeah.
Is this what you wanted? Really? Is it?
I mean, you heard Wisco Paul give you a list of that stuff.
And
I mean,
that didn't include the shutdown or, you know, all these government offices being closed. And
does that make you feel secure better about this country?
Yeah.
Honestly, really, does that make you feel better?
Yeah.
I think it's just beating up on immigrants. I think that's all it is. It's just at the heart of this whole movement. I want to get to this, what happens in ICE detention. This is a story broadcast, an American citizen's experience at the Whipple Building, the ICE Detention Center in Minneapolis. Let's listen to Cut 252 here. All right.
Here, CBS reported that he did have internal bleeding in the torso, but he was released that same day. So is he back at work? Did you give him the required 3 days of suspension?
I'm not going to talk about his medical records. I know that you know.
I'm asking you about your policies.
You know, when we get into the 260s,
yeah.
I started losing track of numbers. You know, that's not going to work for me.
Okay.
But anyway, let's get to something a little bit.
I think I found it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's listen.
When we got to the Whipple Federal Building, I immediately saw Hispanic and East African people lined up against a wall about to be put into holding cells.
I was escorted into the building and led to a room where they put me in ankle shackles. I was then taken to a hallway with cells designated for U.S. citizens and was held there for over 8 hours. While I was there, I was never given a phone call, despite asking at least 4 times. My friend and I in adjacent cells had to beg for water and to go to the bathroom. The bathrooms were in different holding cells, often with other people in them, with only a 3-foot panel in front of the toilet to cover people's bottom halves. While being escorted to the bathroom and to questioning, I saw holding cells with over a dozen people each and a large holding cell of between 40 to 50 people. Most of the people there were Hispanic and East African, both women and men. Some cells had no room for people to sit or lay down.
Pretty wild, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
All right. Well, do we have time for the special event? Let me see here. Trump is the tariff king. Did you know that?
The tariff king.
Yeah, and Europe is not liking it. Let's listen to cut 253 here, the tariff king.
You had a problem with the drug companies, but you had a tougher problem in theory, other than the fact that I understood how to deal with them, and I'm the tariff king, and the tariff king has done a great job, and I hope we win the Supreme Court case, because if we don't, be a shame for our country.
Yeah, and there the Mad King is also collecting everybody's trophies. Let's listen to cut 254 real quick here.
Yes.
All right.
Yesterday, you accepted Maria Machado's Nobel Prize medal. What do you intend to do with it, and why would you want someone else's Nobel Prize?
Well, she offered it to me. I thought it was very nice. She said, you know, you've ended 8 wars, and nobody deserves this prize more than in history than you do. And I thought it was a very nice gesture. And by the way, I think she's a very fine woman, and we'll be talking again.
Yeah, there you
go.
Very
fine.
I like it when Trump accepted Moses' gift of the Ten Commandments. I thought that was good.
That was a good. That was a special moment.
Or the posters for Trump trophy drop-off centers.
Oh boy.
Or the Thanos glove, right?
Okay. And on it goes.
And the brain, the scarecrow gave Trump a brain.
Right,
his brain.
I saw
could
a
use
picture
that.
Of that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great stuff.
Okay. We're coming back with more of John and Gordy after a check of news. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.